the Spirit, and the Spirit was in him. See, when you come up talking a whole bunch of jive, you understand? You understand me, you understand? See, you understand? People got so nowadays, they want, that's supposed to be speaking in tongues. You see, I'm supposed to understand that they got the Holy Ghost by that.
Yeah.
See, he don't know what he said, or they don't know what they said. You understand? I don't either. You see? Now, what good is it to me? You see, anybody, you can take a hen out that you can tackle. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, I want you to see, because when I tie this down now, that's what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. I'm tying down these 2,300 days, and I'm tying down these millenniums. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to cleanse the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to show you that this is a lie. It's not so. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it don't begin here, see? See, and it don't go through here and end up at 1844, as they have the pictures in there. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
See, Brother Wiggins? And that's how it all these there. You see? Now, this wasn't 1844. Did you get lost that trip?
No.
Now watch now. Watch. Keep your eyes open. Because I told you, if you go to sleep, you lose sight on the word. See, now, if this works this way here, and they went through the Red Sea, you understand, on the third day, you understand, see this? You got that now?
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Keep your eyes open. See this? One day, that's 1,000. 2 days, that's 2,000. See the sound?
Mm-hmm.
And on the third day, while that cloud was night toward the wilderness, that dark toward that, back to Eden.
Uh-huh.
And on the third day.
Uh-huh.
You understand? That's 1,000, 2,000, and on the third day, that's the 300th part of that day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You see? Now that's no good unless it'll work up here.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't no good. See? Now then, on the third day, God moved the waters off of the face of the earth. Cosmic night, you understand? In other words, the sun hadn't shown up. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see that now?
Right.
Sun wasn't at it before the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see it now? So then, now you're on the third day. Third day in the creation right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See? While the sun hung, or the cloud hung over the mountain on the third day, God moved the waters there. You understand? Moved the waters here. Let the dry land appear here. You understand? On the third day. That's 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Now, look, what you're in here now is a creation. And I'm showing you in the realm of eternity how it's working here. You see what I'm talking about? And listen, there is no man on earth now. Up here, there isn't any man on earth. At all. Never changes. And that's what I have showed you by that chapter. Proving the divine authenticity, the accuracy, and the infallibility of the Bible. You see? Now then, let me go back here and get this third day. Third day, now here comes the seed of vegetation. First, listen, Third day is a double operation.
That's right.
Sixth day, a double operation. The third day. What's the first? See, the water's moved off, the dry land appears.
That's right.
Next, see, the seed is buried in the bosom and womb of Mother Earth. See, she penetrates the soil. See, she goes on up into fruition. You understand? You see that now? Are you listening to that? Now, Abraham's seed, which is the children of Israel, they're Abraham's seed. You see what I'm talking about? Get the point? They come up out of Egypt. God has brought them down to Abraham's seed. Just like the seed of vegetation is the seed of Abraham now on the third day. You see it now? Why? Rip. Now then, Moses raised up his hand to see his heart. See, now what I'm repeating this over again for is I want you to see how it's put together. And I'm talking about all through everything. Even in you, I don't care which way you go, atom,
right,
molecule.
Right.
You understand? I don't care what you do. That is what makes up the history of the world. Now you heard me, you're not blind. Now Moses raised up his hand, water part. You understand? Here he is, same man, seeing him repeat itself here. See on the third day. You see what I'm talking about? Dry land appearing here. And you see the Abraham. Dry land there. And you see the vegetation. See? Understand that 2300. See? Now look. See, I had you to read Revelation 11:8. Now you remember you're in the same chapter. I had you to read the 11th chapter and the first verse and you got down to the 8th. You see, to show you that it was the same thing then did. It started in Egypt. And the man is in the spirit. You understand? Just like Daniel is in the spirit.
Right.
Now Daniel and Revelation, those were tied together. You understand? Both of them are vision. Daniel's telling you about vision. John is on the outside and he's telling you about vision. Moses is here in the mountain because he's seeing visions. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting it down. Now what you got from Genesis on to Revelation, it's got to work that same way. See, I don't care who done what. You see, it's still yet working in harmony with that person. You understand?
Alright.
You get that now?
Yeah.
It just don't make no difference who it is. But you see, this is what the people think. They think that something, just like this 2300 day here. Now, in this book, this man shows, you understand, that we're all, he shows every, all the rest of them wrong but him. Now, he says the 2300 days of Daniel 8:14 was fulfilled.
Yeah.
When Antioch, Epiphanes, you say, offered up swine out there on the altar. You understand? And then the war. You understand? You understand?
Yeah.
And then after they captured the sanctuary there, you understand? Mm-hmm. Then they offered up sacrifices and cleansed it. And that was, you understand, from that time was 2300 days. You understand? Of course, now he says the 2300 days is wrong. And see, he said it ought to be 22. Then he dropped it down to 11. You see? see, I told you I can pick up anybody's interpretation. See, if you make a mistake, if a translator makes a mistake, I die. You see that now? You see it? Now, that's 164 years, and you have to read it in the Maccabees. See? See, Maccabees is a book that is not canonized in your Bible. It's over here. And the Roman Catholic, and in that Bible that she's got there. You understand? And it reads that and tells you that the sanctuary was there.
Right.
It was. You see? But now here I missed the boat. See, even before that happened, you see. See, we got to it, if you notice, we got to it before that happened. Get the point? Now, when it happened that wasn't nothing else. See,
that's working behind me.
That's right. You understand? Now, look, you said the sanctuary is planned to fulfillment of those days. Now, I tried to show you these days back here. I tried to show you these days in the creation up here. 2,300 days. You understand? You see how I'm looking? You see that now?
Yeah.
Then the sanctuary was... Now look. Look right up here. Now the sanctuary, or the tabernacle, or the temple, those are sanctuaries. See? He is the sanctuary.
Okay.
Because this is him.
Yeah.
Transformed.
Right.
You understand? That's what the sanctuary is. He is the sanctuary, Wallace.
Okay.
Are you listening now? Here comes one of them hard ones that'll knock out that back door down there.
Okay.
He is the sanctuary himself. And he being the sanctuary himself. You understand? The blood of bulls and goats and heifers and turtles. See, and the ashes of heaven sprinkled to the cleansing of the purifying of the flesh. You understand? If it is that, how much more shall the blood? You see? Now look, even after that, Bishop, and if what he said was so, and if he knew what he was talking about, there wouldn't have been no sense whatsoever in the Messiah coming.
Right.
That's right.
Can you see that? Now the purpose of God is to gather all it is in earth and all it is in heaven in him. He is the sanctuary, sanctuary of sanctuary. Are you listening now?
Right.
Listen now. Every year. Every year on the Day of Atonement. Every year from the time they give that law, I said the will. You see, that sanctuary had to be cleansed. Every year. Do you understand? Now, if you see him talking that, he don't see that. You see what I'm talking about?
That's right.
See that language? He don't see it. Now, you see his 2,300 years there? Well, 22. You see the days?
Yeah,
do you see them there? Well, now look. Now, here's something. Now, folks, you have to look. And I've asked urchins to get me out of here on time tonight. See? And I told you before, I told you last week I wasn't going to be able to finish it. You see? Now look, them 2,300 days, you understand, 23, I told you the key was the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. I told you the key was the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. This tabernacle here Now look, I told you these things, I offered these things. I told you that God made his man in his own likeness and in his own interest. Now he wasn't surprised when he sent out there in the garden.
Right. That's right.
You see, because he was a sacrifice that was offered before the man committed the thing.
Right.
So he took advantage of that one, you understand? Mm-hmm. And he was responsible for his restoration.
Right.
And all the necessary provisions had been made. Because his purpose was to gather all that there was in heaven and all that there is in earth. That's his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you with your little car and mine looking at that little tent setting out there, that little cabin up on the hill out there, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these boys and these people are doing with their iron mind. See, they don't understand these things. These things in heaven. They're just on the reflex.
Mm-hmm.
See, Solomon, when he did this, he said, out there in his royal robe, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he knew, listen at me, that he knew that the heaven also cannot contain him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now you talking about the temple here that Solomon built.
Mm-hmm.
Nebuchadnezzar coming up and tearing it down to the ground, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, the next temple built by Zerubbabel is the one that he's talking about here.
Right.
You understand? That Antiochus offered up swine on it, you understand?
Right.
And defied it.
Uh-huh.
You understand? That's not Solomon's temple here, and maybe it's a Herodian temple.
Okay.
Right. Watch the 2,300 there, Buster.
Right.
Now you got this one, and you got this one.
Ready?
Here's 2,300. Now look, 23 this way, 23 down to the third day. See?
Right.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now you see that.
Yes.
Now you are able to repeat that I said 23 from Egypt to the Red Sea and through that, and you are able to see the third day here, which is the 23 and very early in the morning. On the third day divided water. You see that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any necessary can see that. You understand? But you're only halfway.
Right.
So, 23 and 23 chops that.
46.
Now, that used to be 46.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be twice 23 when I went to school, mathematically speaking, was 46.
Mm-hmm.
John 2:19. 20.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple. And in 3 days I will raise it up.
Then said the
Jews, 46 years
was this temple in the
building. And wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? See? Look up now, folks. See? 3 days from the third day he reached in the bowels and womb of Mother Earth and brought that man out of there. That's the sixth day. You see that? I told you that it works. That's the thing. I told you that your body was the thing. I told you that before he made the man, he was a man same from the foundation of the Lord. He's got to be responsible for his return to the body. You understand? Now what I'm doing, brother, is this. You understand? I'm showing it to you in the 3 days here. Then in the other 3 days he took the man out of the heart of the earth. Then here comes the man. Beside, he is the heart of the earth. You understand? And on the third day, just like 3 days from this day here, come down out of the bowels of the Mother Earth. You understand? And then 3 days, he was crucified on the cross, buried and chose a new tomb. And on the third day, he's resurrected from the dead. Come out of the heart of the earth, if I can put that man on.
Right.
You understand? So 23, you understand, and 23 is 46. Now they're building a theater. See, I'm telling you, these people don't know what, they didn't even know what they was doing.
Right.
See, they laid that foundation for that temple, you understand, and was 16 years before he was born.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he went in his ministry in AD 30. He was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? 30 and, you understand? Mm-hmm. When he's 30 years old, you understand? He went in his ministry. When he's 30, Rip, I didn't say 19, I didn't say 26. You heard me, I said 30 years old.
Right.
Yes. So it's got to be 46.
Right.
See, when you leave, are you watching? Now when he goes and he's baptized by John, that's a figure of him going into the routine.
Right.
See? And when he came out, after he was baptized, right straight on in the wilderness. You see? Say, Doc, I'm watching everything. See, I see everything you can think. Everything you can imagine, I see it. Now, they didn't stay there 40 years. It'll stay here 40 years. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, if you stayed there 40 years, here comes Joshua in. Said, told Israel, get straightened out here. 3 days we're going to cross this Jordan. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Yes, indeed. You see, you understand, See, I don't make mistakes. Somebody said, well, you're old, boastful fool. Look, I'm looking at something, I'm telling you, since you're making no mistakes.
Right, all right.
46 years, our fathers within this business. Foundation. See, now the temple that he's talking about, the sanctuary being cleansed, you see, now he's walking out and thinks he done told somebody something, you see. He's supposed to be smart. See, and the sanctuary he's talking about, it hadn't even showed up yet. The Messiah hadn't even been born in the world.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now listen. He comes, takes the responsibility. He's made to be this.
Right.
Or he's made to be the sacrificial offering
right.
for the restoration and the redemption of man. You understand?
He made hangs out there on the tree. Paul looked at him and said, he made the beast then for us. That we might be the righteousness of God in him. You understand? God raised him from the dead and loosed the pain to death because he wasn't beholden to it. And his body is a sanctuary. The spirit that was in that body. See, and it's by his blood. See, the whole earth and everything. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What corruption defiles. You, me, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And it couldn't be cleansed by the blood of bulls and goats. You understand? Now you're talking about it being cleansed before you're born. Mm-hmm. Don't you see you're wrong? You can't be right.
That's right.
See? Yes, literally and figuratively. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It was cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
But next year... You understand?
Yeah.
Had to offer up a sacrifice again. Year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he died to make an end of sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Hey, they don't be no defiled.
You
see
what I mean?
Yeah, indeed. Now you see that
body. You see?
Now the 7 day Adventist, see, and a lot of your theologians figure the 2,300 days, you understand, from here down, you see, then they talk about a millennium way down yonder in West Haiti somewhere, and they don't see none of these millenniums these thousands here. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, B.C. 457. Now, this is when the commandment went forth under Artaxerxes.
Right.
You see? Now, then they're figuring, now look up here at me. See, because if you don't, you won't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, they're figuring the 2,300 days
mm-hmm.
that's with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like the 20, like the 400, like the 490 years.
Right.
That's with the man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
One day with the Lord. I said the Lord, Brother Williams. Can't you hear?
Mm-hmm.
See, and you were talking about the man here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You get it? See? Now, Job, the Seventh-day Adventist, said that they're expecting him to come back, jump out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
1844, and when that didn't happen,
yeah.
That showed them up.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They got to move now. They done proved their own selves a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And they just like the Jews. You see, the Jews, they crucified him because he said he was the Son of God. Then they said, make it to puff ashore because that deceiver said that he raised from the dead on the third day. And on the third day, when he raised from the dead, then they tried to show the don't tell nobody that he's risen from the dead. Because if you do, then our life there will be worse than the first. So, the last was worse than the first.
What do you mean, last year? Explain yourself. They said that he was just going into the, to the most holy place. You understand? In 1844, they was expecting to come out of the holy place and come down. They said where the air was, he was just going into the most holy place. You understand? And here Paul and them telling you, all of the apostles are telling you that it is a standard and what? This man said he entered on through the veil and sat down
mm-hmm. on the throne
mm-hmm.
on the ark of the covenant.
Says which hope? You understand? And they're still trying to cover that lie because you see they don't understand.
So the last is worse than the first.